It's always been tough to interpret these seemingly succinct four words of the Ten Commandments, "Thou shalt not kill." Do they mean murder only, or something broader?
Commentator Jay Bryant.
The difficulty of finding the boundaries of the no-kill zone has seldom been more variously and interestingly portrayed than now, when in just 1 week, the United States Senate passed an abortion restriction, the Florida legislature and governor commanded doctors to reinsert a feeding tube into Terry Schiavo, and John Muhammad, the accused Washington sniper, went on trial for his life. In medieval times, executions were theater, a performance guaranteed to draw a crowd. We don't go in for that sort of thing much anymore, or for dueling or the blood feud. We still make war, but it is certainly evidence of a changed attitude about killing that marks the difference between the mass destruction of Dresden and Hiroshima and the smart bombs of Baghdad. Overall, the death rate is still 100%, Ted Williams notwithstanding, but the value of life has grown. Thanks to technology and political freedom, it is now possible for so many people to live so well that we almost can't stand the thought of death, our own or anybody else's. So we push at the margins of death, whenever and wherever we can. Infanticide, once common anywhere children were not an economic plus, gets pushed back to abortion. And now we push abortion back, too, step by step. On the other end of life, we agonize over the impossible question of euthanasia, a debate that excited little passion among our forebears. They assumed they should do all they could to keep a sick person alive, knowing they couldn't do much. We can do much, but how much is too much? The people who, let us grant, love Terry Schiavo the most cannot agree on that, and neither can the public, as the relevant branches of government struggle to resolve what the family can't. Our notion of capital punishment has become so clouded that, try as we might, we can find no consensus. Some states and enlightened countries allow it, some don't. The governor of Illinois was mentioned for a Nobel Peace Prize for suspending executions in his state. John Muhammad would certainly have been executed months ago in most societies in Judeo-Christian history. But today he receives an excruciatingly lengthy due process with the right to look a man he allegedly tried to kill in the eye and say, "I understand how you feel when your life is on the line." Of all the commandments, "Thou shalt not kill" is the only one which is now interpreted more strictly than it was in biblical times. No less, and perhaps more than our ancestors, we covet and blaspheme, commit adultery and bear false witness. But we have raised the bar with regard to killing. Killing that would have been acceptable in the days of the Old Testament and throughout Christendom for almost its entire existence is being challenged across the board in this country, sometimes by conservatives, sometimes by liberals. Surely this is one of the most remarkable trends in the history of morality, and where it will end, we are far from knowing.
Republican political consultant Jay Bryant writes online at The Optimate.